This is Althea. I'm in 11th grade at Bethel Park High School.
I'm Janyla, and I'm 12 years old, and I live in Pittsburgh.
This is Anna. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Murraysville.
This is Julian. I'm in 8th grade at SciTech in Oakland, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Kidsburg Podcast. I am Kidsburg's editor, Melissa Rayworth. We love interviewing remarkable people and sharing their thoughts with you. And we also love filling you in on Pittsburgh gems, cool places that you might not know about, but you and your kids might just love. Along with an inspiring interview, we have also got honest intel from local teens as they answer a question that parents might just be curious about.
I'm Christine Sorensen, and I anchor the news at KDKA-TV and am a Kidsburg partner. And I'm so excited to share today's Pittsburgh gem because we have a career theme for today's show, and we're going to talk about the gem of how to learn about different careers. Number one, high school counselors. They're there to help. And whether you're even in high school or not, you can approach a high school counselor in your district and ask them about shadowing, connecting you with people in your community who might have a job that your child is interested in. People love to help kids. And I know people approach me and I'm like, yeah, come on in. I'd love to show you. So many people want to help, and counselors are there to make those connections with the students and the community. Now, in the Pittsburgh area, we have so many incredible places that have formal programs to teach kids about different careers. For example, Carnegie Mellon University. On select Saturdays, they have programs for kids in kindergarten through ninth grade at the Gelflin Center, where they introduce them to STEM and engineering types of careers, different things. It could be coding, robotics. And then they have a specific program for fourth graders where they really immerse them in engineering. It's almost like job shadowing for engineering on their CMU campus, where you learn about different things that you can do with an engineering job. And then UPMC, one of our major medical centers, they've got an incredible program at the Hillman Cancer Center. It's an 8-week summer program for high school kids. They learn about 5 different kind of areas that you could focus on. And they also have a really cool program for minority students called Medical Explorers. It's a year-long program, and it's job shadowing based on that student's interest in connecting them with other minorities in that job. And I know that AHN has a similar program as well. Even something like nonprofits, a lot of them have teen councils now where they're bringing teenagers in to get advice. That's a great way for a teenager to get inside an organization, talk to people. Hey, what do you do? How does your job work? Mm-hmm. Maybe you're interested in arts or a certain area, you know, helping others through different types of nonprofits. I just think there's so many amazing opportunities. It all starts with asking.
Exactly. And I so agree with you, Christine, that people are glad to help and people are glad to share their knowledge. So if you're aware of someone in your community who does a particular job, they would probably be delighted if you said, hey, at some point, could my kid and I have a cup of coffee with you? Because we'd love to just hear more about what you do.
Absolutely. And I've done that with several of my kids. It helped them learn what they want to do and also what they don't want to do.
Truly.
And we have so many great stories at kidsburg.org about many of these programs we've talked about. So check out our website and you'll see more on these specific programs in our show notes at kidsburg.org/podcast.
Now, stay tuned for our interview with Avonworth Elementary Principal Bill Battistone and a cool conversation about this incredible way that local students are figuring out what they might want to do when they grow up.
Pittsburgh is Kidsburg. You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast.
What do you want to be when you grow up? It's a question every child hears. But what if school helped them discover that answer instead of guessing it? Today, we're talking with Dr. Bill Battistone, principal at Avonworth Elementary. He helps lead the World of Work initiative, which is helping kids explore career skills, connect classroom learning to real careers, and imagine bold futures starting as early as kindergarten. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So this is in anywhere from 10 to 15 school districts in the Pittsburgh area. But for people who don't know what it is, explain what the World of Work initiative is.
Sure. So the World of Work is a career framework that we use in K-12 schools, like you said, starting as early as kindergarten. And when people ask me for the elevator pitch of what is World of Work, I always say school's job is to tell kids that they're worth something, that they're important, that they have a skill and a talent and that they don't need to change who they are to find a meaningful and purposeful life, right? Our job is to tell kids they matter. And so what the World of Work framework is really about is giving kids opportunities to explore their interests, their talents, their strengths through a career-based lens in their K-12 education. So it's not necessarily a standalone curriculum. It's not a set of lessons that we do. It really overlays the experience the kids have in school, but we use specific language and we connect their experiences, what they're doing, to actual career paths.
I love that you talk about the fact that school is meant to be letting them know how valuable they are as they are and mm-hmm. that they don't have to change things. It's also so cool that you're starting this so early. I think a lot of us, when we think about career awareness and career readiness, we think about being in high school and starting to think about like, okay, what do I want to do? So tell us about starting this with younger kids.
Yeah, that's right. So I think when I go out and talk to teachers and talk to adults, we always talk about, you know, when was the first time you really thought about what you wanted to be when you grow up? And for all of us, we go back to that career conversation we had with a college counselor or, you know, you were finishing up your high school experience and you were figuring out what you wanted to study when you went to college. But the reality is when you ask a kindergartner, what do you want to be when they grow up? They usually have an answer, right? They'll say something. We hear a lot of, right, professional athlete or whatever my parents do, right? But kids have a sense for finding work and having a place in the world. So what the World of Work framework really does is it provides common language for kids to be able to use as they go through each grade level that connect to those careers. So we use what's called the RISEC framework. RISEC's an acronym, and it just stands for various characteristics that John Holland, decades ago, said that every career has aspects of these characteristics. So we talk about realistic, we talk about investigative, we talk about artistic, we talk about social, enterprising, and conventional. Every job has a little bit of those, but what we try and do is focus in on careers that pertain to each of those letters. We're using that language even enough for 5 and 6 year olds in kindergarten, because when we're doing something, when we're maybe making art, we're talking about how that's an artistic expression. And when we talk about policemen or firefighters in the community, we talk about how they're very social because they're helpers, right? And so even our 5 and 6 year olds are starting to build on that language. So then as they get older and we can open the doors to more careers, the kids are making those connections as they go.
That's so cool. And I guess that gets them thinking about, well, if I do think that I want to be a professional athlete or a firefighter or something, you're helping them have a way to start thinking about, so what exactly does that look like? What is that really? And what would I really be doing?
Yeah, that's right.
And when I went to Duquesne Elementary, I saw the kids actually talking about it, little kids with the full understanding of the different qualities and characteristics that might be good for different jobs. Give us an example of what a World of Work activity might look like or a classroom guest.
Sure. So I think there's kind of two different buckets we talk about. One is kind of your day-to-day lessons that we do every single day. We talk about whatever the curriculum is that the students are currently working through, we're making career and RISA connections through those experiences alone. So for example, in my district right now in third grade, we do 9 weeks on what it means to explore the sea. So they learn about Jacques Cousteau and they talk about the sea and sharks and all the awesome things that happen in the ocean. And so what we do is we overlay that with connections to what does it mean to be a marine biologist, right? And we have a conversation about that. We talk about what RISEC letter Jacques Cousteau is. So if students have the same letters, they can say, man, Jacques Cousteau is just like me. So that's the way we integrate it in the day-to-day things. From a World of Work and a career standpoint, what we'll do is we'll make connections to what we're doing, but we'll really dive into a specific career. So for example, in our fourth grade, we created electric houses. So one of the standards, science standards in fourth grade was working on circuits and making a light switch move. And so what our students did was they used a cardboard box and they wired it and they learned about electrician. They learned what an electrician does. They learned about the qualifications you need to be an electrician. And then we also then created a house. So one of the students was the interior designer. And so we had them meet and brought in an interior designer who met with our students and talked about, here's the colors you want to work with and here's how you organize the furniture. And then the final thing was we learned about how to list a house and what it means to sell a house. So one of our parents, who's a real estate agent, came in and met with our students and talked about their background, how they got into real estate, what they do. And so in one project that's connected to Pennsylvania standards, right, that we've already been doing, we were doing for years, we've been able to make 3 really meaningful career connections for our kids. They're still doing the same things they've always done, but now they're connecting that experience to an actual job, and then they're meeting somebody who's in that job. We always talk about windows and mirrors when we think about texts. Right? When we talk about books that we want to put in front of kids, we always say we either want a window into somebody else's life or a mirror where you can see yourself reflected. And when we talk about what we put in front of kids in schools, we always talk about windows and mirrors. I think we need to do the same thing with careers. And that's really what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to show kids, hey, if you're really interested in Minecraft, have you thought about structural engineering, right? That's a mirror for a student, right? I'm really into this. Maybe I'm see myself in that. If you're not, you just get a window into somebody else's experience, that those people exist in our community, they're really important, this is what they do, and gives kids that working knowledge.
I love that you're actually bringing people into the classroom because, as you said earlier, often kids start out with this idea of like, well, I know what my parents do, or I know what the people who live right next door do, but you don't know a lot more than that. Yeah. And to meet people in your own community so you feel a connection and you feel like, okay, this person isn't a million miles away from me. I could do what they do, but you're seeing it. So what do you see from kids in the classroom? How do they react now that you found this great way to connect the stuff they're already learning in the classroom with what's going on in the real world?
When I talk to teachers, especially middle school and high school teachers, I always say, what's the most common question you get from kids? And the most common question you get is, why do I need to know this? And I've always said, kids should be asking us those questions, right? Kids should be coming and saying, why do I need to know this? And we should have a good answer. And so when we're working through, when students have a really good understanding of World of Work and the RISC letters and their code and how it all works together, the student engagement goes way up because I think students can make connections to what they're actually doing. So for example, when you go in and see a fifth grade lesson on geometry and they're talking about angles and they're talking about finding area and square footage, all of a sudden, you know, kids are making connections to actual jobs and careers that use those skills. Mm-hmm. And so instead of saying, why do I need to know this? The teacher is saying, hey, this is a skill that this profession or this job actually uses. And for some of our students, they say, well, I don't want to be that anyway. Well, you don't know that yet, but let's give it a go and see. And then for other students, they go, oh, okay, I really want to hone in on this. And so it's really increased our student engagement. It's really allowed kids to see the connection between school and careers. And I think that's really, really important for all of us in K-12 education. You know, we're trying to give kids meaningful and purposeful experiences. Obviously, we want kids to be, you know, great readers. We want them to be great at math. We want them to be able to think critically. We want them to be able to work together. But ultimately, our job is to prepare them for a meaningful and purposeful life. And I think a big way of doing that is starting this conversation and these connections now so that as kids go through the system, they can see the connection between the schoolwork they're doing now and how it actually pertains to their life.
That is so cool. And I do love that you focus on what are your strengths. Like you're reminding them, hey, you've got something to offer.
Right. It's so cool how it has really taken root in southwestern Pennsylvania schools. What would you say is the most exciting or surprising thing that's happened?
Everybody who has an opportunity to see the impact it has on kids comes away with an inspiring take of, I really want to do that, or I really want our kids to have that experience. I think, you know, there's a lot of hesitancy around schools these days around one more thing, right? Nobody has time for one more curriculum item or one more lesson, and we're already strapped for time and resources. The best thing about World of Work is that it costs nothing and it doesn't take any additional time. It overlays to what you're already doing. It's truly a framework to kind of see what you're already doing and make those connections for kids so that they can start to make those connections on their own. So I think the most exciting thing is that we've had a lot of districts who have come to me and said, we're really interested in starting, but we're really not quite sure how it fits. We're not sure if we can afford it. We have all these other things. We know it's important, but we're not quite sure. And to a person, every single person that's come to me and gone through that process with us, seen it work, and then sat down and actually thought about how they might do it, they've come away from the table saying, we can absolutely do this because it's a really, really important experience for our kids.
And it connects them further to the community, which I know so many schools now are trying to pay a lot of attention to that real family school connection. So inviting parents in to speak, such a cool thing.
Yeah.
If parents are listening and they're kind of wondering, okay, this sounds pretty fantastic, how can they support career exploration at home, no matter what age their kids are?
Yeah, it's a great question. So one of the things that I always tell parents is that whatever your kid is interested in or doing, you can find a career that connects to it, even if it's not as simple. You know, it might not be as straightforward as you think it is. So I use the Minecraft example. I've talked to parents about that before, right? That their kid is really into Minecraft. It's worth talking to your child about, have you thought about structural engineering? You don't need to be a structural engineer. You can get on Google, you can do some other research, but you can talk to your kids about what they're doing and find a career that connects to that. You know, we go back to the professional athlete example, right? A lot of students will say, I want to be a professional baseball player, softball player, basketball player, whatever it might be. But then when you go to a game, make connections to the careers that you see. So for example, you know, there's somebody who's an event manager. There's somebody who's taking the tickets. There's somebody who's doing the marketing. There's coaches. There's statisticians. There's things that, you know, if your kid's really into math and they're really into sports, start talking to them about what does it mean to be a statistician? And then maybe that gets to a place where all of a sudden they're studying actuarial science, right? And so what we're trying to do is make the connection between what kids are learning and that there are careers, that those skills are applied every single day. no matter where you go, if you're out running errands, if you're in the car, if you're at an event, you can make those career connections. And so the more you have that conversation, the more your kid starts to think about what they actually want to be when they grow up.
Yeah, wow. I love that. You know, as someone with two kids in college and seeing so many kids going in undecided, I mean, literally just no clue as to what direction they want to go in. Why do you think it's so important that kids really do have at least some general idea of maybe a career area before they graduate from high school?
So I think, again, I go back to what I said before, which is our goal is to show kids that who they are matters and there's a place in the world for them. And I think if we leave that to a kid to have to navigate when they're 19, 20, 21, 22, they can end up in a career that they don't love, right? And then they're really trying to figure it out as an adult. And, you know, maybe they went to a four-year college and got a degree that they're not using. And that happens a lot. And so I'm somebody who works in education. I was a teacher. Now I'm an administrator. And I knew I never wanted to, you know, work in a job where I sat at a desk, right? I knew I wanted to be with people, and that was always something I wanted to do. Just because I knew I wanted to be with people, it was just as valuable to know I didn't want to do something else. Mm-hmm. And the more we start to have those conversations with kids, as they get older, my goal, my hope, is that kids who have gone through a World of Work program then get to that conversation with whether it be a high school teacher or, you know, a guidance counselor or a college counselor or a school counselor to then say, hey, I'm really interested in this. Can you help me find programs, pathways, you know, community college, trade schools that align with what I think I'm interested in? Because I think it makes that conversation much more rich than saying, I really want to go to a four-year college. I'm not really sure. I'm going to figure it out when I get there. I think the more we can try and give kids a little bit more of guidance on the language in terms of what you feel like you're good at, what you really want to do when you grow up. What we want to do when you grow up, some of us say we're still growing up, right? I'm still not quite there.
And I do think parents listening to this, I think it's valuable for them if they learn what the letters in RISEC stand for. And it may help them step back and be like, all right, what are the strengths I already bring to what I'm doing these days? And do I want to adjust that a little and maybe do something slightly different that's even more in line with what I'm really good at and what I really love?
Yeah.
And with so many kids coming out with student loans and the cost of college, I also think about how college degrees don't necessarily align with what you're going to do in a career with that degree. So just because you might be interested in the topic doesn't always mean it's a great career path for you too, which is why I also think this World of Work is so great, because you can start thinking about the bigger picture of what that means earlier.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we see on a regular basis, and I've seen this happen many, many times for kids, whether they be 6 years old, 12 years old, 16 years old, students will go through an activity or a lesson, or they'll learn something in school and they'll say, man, I really like that. I want to do more of that. And what we're trying to do is give them that springboard to more of that can actually be a career. That's something you really, really like doing. If you really loved dissecting the frog, man, have you thought about biology? Have you thought about being a surgeon? Have you thought about a medical profession? But then there are others, also students who think they might want to be a surgeon. They think they might want to go into the medical field. They dissect the frog and they're like, ugh, no thank you, right? And that's just as valuable, right? Because when you say, okay, well, let's take a step back. Have you thought about pharmacy? Have you thought about some sort of medical profession that isn't opening something up, right? And so for us, it's that you're trying to frame K-12 schooling not as just achieve standards, achieve benchmarks, continue to go up, and then be successful somewhere. We're trying to weave all of that together, even at the earliest ages.
Thank you so much for telling us about all this. It's really interesting.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, no, of course. My pleasure.
I loved hearing what he had to say, and I can't wait to bring this to my own kids and my own family. I know we've already, with my older girls, had some career exploration, and one of the most important things we learned was what they didn't want to do. You know, for example, my older daughter loved her environmental science class, had an incredible teacher, thought she wanted to be an environmental scientist, but then we looked closer at what the actual job of an environmental scientist looked like, and she realized, that's not actually what I want to do. So we found other ways for her to maybe look at being an environmental attorney and different ways she could use other skills but still have that interest. So I just thought that was really exciting.
Well, and it's so true that sometimes you like the idea of a job as a kid, and then the more you learn about it, the way that person actually spends their time is not what you were picturing.
Exactly.
But that's why I think it's fantastic that through World of Work, they actually bring folks from the community in who do certain jobs, because then kids can ask questions and really find out what that job is like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was amazing to see his enthusiasm and how much he's seen the power of this work and how excited he is about sharing this. And Bill Battistone did make it clear to us he is happy to let folks at any school district know about the work that they're doing at Avonworth.
And I can't wait to start telling my kids more about different jobs we see all throughout our day. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to learn more about World of Work, you'll find information in our show notes at kidsburg.org/podcast. In a moment, it's time for Tea with Teens.
You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast. Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
So for this episode of the Kidsburg Podcast, our team of teen reporters asked other local teens this question. What has been helping you figure out what you might want to do for a career? Here's what our youth reporters discovered.
A lot of people say the best teacher is immersion. I think that I really needed to dive in headfirst and do the things that I thought I might want to do later in life, and I think that really helped me.
Something that's been helping me figure out what I would want my career to be is journaling, and that makes me realize that I want to be an author or a poet.
Firstly, when I realized what it is I'm like inclined to do, it started with this game called Ace Attorney, and I like justice. I really, really liked it. I was so good at that game.
Something that helped me figure out what I want to do in my future was, for school, we did an action project and I went to the library. And I met this librarian and he majored in songwriting. It's like, a lot of colleges don't offer that type of degree. So he led me to that school and I was able to apply. So hopefully I'll get accepted.
Hi, my name's Tamara. I'm 17 and I come from Carrick.
My name is Ira. I'm 14 years old and I'm from Fox Chapel and I go to Shadyside Academy.
I'm Lisa. I'm 14 years old and I live in Squirrel Hill.
My name's Moss. I am 18 and I live in Mount Washington.
This has been a really fun episode and we have plenty more inspiration and ideas coming in the next Kidsburg Podcast episode. And you can check out the previous episodes where we talk with everyone from astronauts and Olympians to magicians, AI experts, and more.
Just go to kidsburg.org/podcast to find them all. And be sure to sign up for our free weekly Kidsburg newsletter for all the intel on resources and events that can help you raise the kids you love in the Pittsburgh region and beyond. Thanks for joining us for the Kidsburg Podcast.
This is Louise. I'm in ninth grade at City High Charter School in Pittsburgh, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
We have now dropped 3 seasons of the Kidsburg Podcast, and you can go back and listen to any episodes that you'd like just by going to kidsburg.org/podcast or finding our podcast at any of the platforms where you like to listen.
And we hope you'll visit kidsburg.org to find resources, get insight from local experts, and discover all the cool events happening in the Pittsburgh region.